Chapter 6. Having a Good Time. After the success of Bohemian Rhapsody, Queen were on top of the world. They had millions of fans in many countries, and life would never be the same for them again. Freddie Mercury, the great rock star, was a very different person from Farouk Bulsara, the shy young boy from Zanzibar. But Queen's relationship with Trident had become very bad. Norman Sheffield was not happy because Queen were always asking him for money, and Trident had lost a lot of money from Queen's tours in the USA. Queen wanted to leave Trident, and Norman agreed to this, but first they had to pay Trident £100,000. Soon after this, Queen left Trident and got a new manager, John Reed, and a lawyer, Jim Beach. At the start of 1976, they went on another tour to the USA to promote A Night at the Opera. The tour started in Connecticut and then continued to New York. Freddie loved New York and had a lot of fun there. After the gigs, Queen had big parties and invited people from the world of rock and other famous guests. After the USA, they went on another tour to Japan and then Australia, and they were a great success in both countries. Queen did not have to worry about money anymore, because now they were rich and famous. Freddie enjoyed spending his money and bought a lot of expensive Japanese art. After Queen arrived back in the UK, Brian May married his girlfriend. John Deacon was also now married and had a son. One of the songs on A Night at the Opera was You're My Best Friend, which John had written for his wife. It was released as a single on the 18th of May 1976 and reached number 7 in the UK singles charts and number 16 in the USA. So John became the second member of Queen to write a single in the UK top 10. In the summer of 1976, Queen started working on their fifth album, A Day at the Races. Like A Night at the Opera, it was also named after a Marx Brothers movie. Freddie wrote 4 songs for the new album, including Somebody to Love, which was released as a single on the 12th of November 1976. It reached number 2 in the UK singles charts and number 13 in the USA. During the rest of 1976, Queen played more concerts, including a huge outdoor concert for 200,000 people in Hyde Park in London on the 18th of September. Their clothes and performance were very flamboyant, and their fans loved the show. Freddie was still living with Mary Austin, but by the end of 1976, she had moved out of their flat in Kensington. Some journalists started asking questions about Freddie's sexuality, and there were rumours that he might be gay. But Freddie did not want to answer questions about his private life. He was a great rock star with millions of fans, but he was worried that if people knew he was bisexual, many of them would be shocked and stop buying Queen's records. So he wanted to keep his sexuality a secret, and only his best friends knew the truth. In January 1977, Queen flew back to the USA to promote A Day at the Races. On the 5th of February, they performed a show at the famous Madison Square Garden in New York in front of an audience of 20,000 people, and it was a huge success. Queen continued having big parties, but although the members of the band sometimes still did things together, their lives were changing. John and Brian were spending a lot of time with their families, and Roger liked going out with members of other bands, so Freddie was often alone. He did not like this, so he often went out to gay bars and clubs. It was much easier for him to do this in New York than in London. Freddie felt that people in New York were not so interested in his private life, so he was free to do what he liked there, and he felt more relaxed. In the summer of 1977, Queen wrote their sixth album, News of the World, and released it in October. Two of Queen's most popular songs were on this album. The song We Are the Champions was released as a single on the 7th of October 1977, and it was a success all over the world. It was written by Freddie and is one of the biggest selling singles of all time, reaching number 2 in the UK singles charts and number 4 in the US. Freddie said that when he wrote it, he was thinking about football, and it is still often played at football games, including the 1994 FIFA World Cup. The other famous song from the News of the World album was We Will Rock You, written by Brian. He wanted to write a song where the audience could sing the words too and make a lot of noise with their hands and feet. At the end of 1977, Queen decided they did not need a manager anymore and could manage themselves with their lawyer, Jim Beach, helping them and giving them advice. In April and May 1978, they went on tour to Europe to promote News of the World, before coming back to the UK. Although they were very famous stars, Queen never stopped thinking about the future or writing new songs. They always worked in the same way. All the members of the band wrote songs, not just Freddie. Then they decided together which songs they liked best and recorded these for their latest album. They also decided which songs from the album to release as singles, and then they went on tour to promote the album. By this time, Queen were very rich. However, they did not want to pay a lot of tax, money that they had to pay by law to the British government. According to the UK tax laws, they had to spend 300 days a year out of the UK in order not to pay any tax. So in the summer of 1978, after a tour of Europe, they went to Montreux in Switzerland and to Nice in France to work on their seventh album, Jazz. This was the first time they had used recording studios outside the UK. Queen continued to work hard, but they enjoyed themselves too, with huge parties for Roger's 29th birthday and Freddie's 32nd birthday in France. In July, Freddie saw the famous bicycle race, the Tour de France, pass through Montreux, and this gave him the idea to write the song Bicycle Race. It was released as a single on the 13th of October 1978 and was a great success. Freddie also wrote Don't Stop Me Now for the new album. It became another best-selling single and reached number 9 in the UK charts. In the late autumn of 1978, Queen went back to the USA to promote Jazz, and they continued having lots of fun. By now, they were very famous in New York, both for their gigs and for their flamboyant parties after the shows. By the late 1970s, the clothes Freddie wore on stage were changing. In Queen's early days, he had worn very flamboyant clothes, but now he started wearing trousers and a cap, a popular fashion in gay nightclubs in New York at the time. In January 1979, Queen began another tour of Europe, followed by a tour of Japan. Their eighth album, The Game, was recorded in Musicland Studios in Munich. Freddie loved Munich and its gay bars and clubs because, like in New York, he felt very free and relaxed there. One day, after arriving at the Hilton Hotel in Munich, Freddy decided to have a bath before going to the recording studios. Suddenly, while he was in the bath, he had an idea for a new song and asked someone to bring him a guitar. Although he was not very good at the guitar, he wrote the song in just a few minutes. He went quickly to the recording studios where Roger and John were waiting. He told them excitedly about the new song, then played it for them. He called it Crazy Little Thing Called Love. It was released as a single and became a huge hit all over the world. It was Queen's first number one in the USA, was top of the charts in Canada, Mexico, the Netherlands, and Australia, and reached number two in the UK. In October 1979, Freddie did something very different and exciting. He appeared in a live performance in London with the dancers of the Royal Ballet Company, while singing two of Queen's hit songs, Bohemian Rhapsody and Crazy Little Thing Called Love. Everyone loved watching Freddie performing with the ballet dancers, and the show was a great success. Queen in Hyde Park, London, September 1976.